This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Hey, official welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey, praying that you've had a blessed week or are still having a blessed week. I'm praying that you are ready for a powerful word this week. It's going to be a great one. Wanted to send the blessings to everyone who continuously reach out to me on a regular basis. To keep me uplifted. You know, not only am I encouraging you, you all are encouraging me. And it's not an easy thing to do what I've been doing, you know, putting on the podcast service, you know, and pretty much being a quote-unquote one-man show. Technically, I'm not a one-man show, as long as God and Jesus are behind me 100%. But sometimes it feels like that. So I'm grateful and thankful for everyone who come out and listen, and don't matter what day of the week they are able to listen, whether it be on the day that we release on Sundays or be it any day of the week, be it a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, you know, or maybe you binge listen on a Sunday and you listen to all the messages whenever you can, and that's all right. Even if you miss the actual release time that the message comes out, it's always out here. It's always available as long as I allow it to be, and as long as the provider allows it to be as well. So, without further ado, guys, we're going to get right into it today. So, right after a brief interlude, we're going to get right into the prayer. All right? Stay tuned. Prayer time here at Safe Haven, praying that you all have your heart centered and focused on the Lord. Whatever your struggles are, praying that we just stay focused, keep our eyes lifted up to the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you right now for another opportunity, another day, another chance to just be able to fulfill your purpose, O Heavenly Father. We pray for forgiveness for any sins that we may have done in your sight, knowingly or unknowingly, O Heavenly Father. Pray that you just restore our soul to the way that you see fit, O Heavenly Father. Continue to use us and guide us in the way that will take us to the next path. We pray for every church door that is still open in your name. We pray for every minister that has to stand in the pulpit, standing on the desk, the sacred desk, and be able to deliver your word, O Heavenly Father. Let the words of their mouths and the meditation of their heart be found acceptable, O Lord. Also, we want to pray for every podcast that's out here, O Heavenly Father, for every podcast preacher, O Heavenly Father, that's going to be preaching today, O Heavenly Father, no matter what day it is. Pray that you just continue to use us in the way that you see fit, O Heavenly Father. Pray for this podcast. Pray that you continue to see it flourish in the way that you expect it to be, O Heavenly Father. So right now, we just want to say thank you. Pray that you just lift up the message that's going to be coming, O Heavenly Father. We pray this prayer in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Don't be ashamed. ashamed to call his name.
Yes, Lord.
It's sermon time right now at Safe Haven. Pray that you have your scriptures, your swords ready. We're going to be coming from 2 Peter chapter 1. That's in the New Testament. We're going to be coming from 2 Peter chapter 1. Going to be reading to you, first of all, from verses 3 through 7. Going to be reading to you, as always, from the New Revised Standard Version. It reads as follows. His divine power has given us everything needed for life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Thus, he has given us, through these things, his precious and great promises, very great promises, so that through them you may escape from the corruption that is in the world because of lust and may become participants of the divine nature. For this very reason, you must make every effort to support your faith with goodness, and goodness with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with endurance, and endurance with godliness, and godliness with mutual affection, and mutual affection with love. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I ask that you pray with me on the topic today of divine power. Divine power. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just pray right now that this word that is about to come forward is a word from up there on high, oh Heavenly Father. I pray that you just empty out my spirit and fill me up with your Holy Ghost. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Divine power. When we start off on this scripture today, Simon Peter is talking about Jesus, the Christian call. That's what he's talking about. That's one of the subheadings for actually verses 3 through 15. As that you read that in its entirety. Matter of fact, read the entire chapter in its entirety at your leisure. It'll probably give you a greater understanding of where we're going today. When we talk about power, when we bring up that word power, power is kind of a deep word, you know. When we think about power, according to the Oxford American Dictionary, power is the ability to do something or act in a particular way, especially as a faculty or quality. And a lot of us, when we think about power these days, we think about the quote-unquote superpowers. We think about nations being run, think about businesses being run a certain way, somebody at the top of the food chain. Matter of fact, even in some churches where the senior pastor is in charge. He's the one with all the power, so to speak. And when we think about that, a lot of us get corrupted by it. A lot of us get sucked into our own little image here or our own definition of what power should be for us. And then we create the power structure to where maybe some delegate power to so-and-so and whatnot. And maybe in some cases, nobody gets that power. Maybe the only person that has that power is the one in charge. And unfortunately, when that person gets corrupted, even with the best intentions, get corrupted, all of a sudden their power gets diluted and is polluted. And then next thing you know, you're giving off the wrong vibe to people that are underneath you. Maybe in some cases, those people decide they don't want to be a part of this journey anymore because they don't want to be a part of you because that person has messed it up. They let power get to their head. And in some cases, that happens not just in some cases, a lot of people just think this in church. No, this happens in business as well because, you know, some businesses start off genuine and whatnot. All of a sudden, next thing you know, that things are gone awry and businesses are going to be having a liquidation sale or the business just gets absorbed by somebody else or they themselves absorb someone else and then they try to corrupt the humble business with their crumble crap.
And, you know, that's one thing. But then when you think about it, like it says in verse 3, his divine power. Jesus has divine power. If your power isn't divine, you know, what does divine mean? Divine is an adjective, you know, and it's like a derivative of a lot of things. But one of the best things, Oxford American Dictionary pretty much defines divine simply as of, from, or like God. I'm not going to go any deeper than that, but that's deep in itself. That's a godly power. If you don't have godly power in what you do, it doesn't matter if you're a manager, supervisor, or whatever. If you don't have divine power within you, God's divine power within you, then you just let Satan come in and use you for the wrong things. It's like walking into a job thinking that you have a job that is going to go a certain way. Then the boss throws a schedule on you that you weren't prepared for. Matter of fact, you weren't even thinking about trying to do. And then when you try and tell them what's up and try and hopeful that they'll work with you in your professed dilemma. But the next thing you know, they're going to do is just, they're just going to throw insults at you and then let you go, only hurting themselves in the process, because now they still got to try and find somebody to fill a slot that they just let get vacated because the person who was supposed to take the slot get thrown off the wayside. I know. Maybe you ain't had that experience, but you probably know somebody who's had that experience who was on the wrong side of power, of someone's power. You know, I've seen this TV show called Power, and that's a different kind of power. But then again, what I'm talking about here is the same thing. They didn't have godly power. And if they had godly power, maybe many of those people that are in that show would still be alive, their characters at least. But that's a different kind of power. We're not going in that direction. We're going to talk about divine power. And, you know, in the first point in having divine power is technically you already have the tools to make it. I'll say that again for those who probably are curious about what I just said and what I mean when I say about divine power. One, you have the tools to make it. You know, God has given us everything that we need. Sometimes we don't know it. And you know, a lot of people don't want to go back and read the Bible every day. Matter of fact, they read it, but they don't understand what they're reading. Let's put it this way. You can read it just like you read anything, like you read instructions in a manual. You know, it might get you to where you need to go for that moment, but then you don't understand everything that you see in there. You know, you don't understand why Joseph got sold off into slavery because his brothers were jealous of him or the brothers didn't know that eventually, that one day down the line, their brother who they just sold off of slavery, told the father he was dead, was going to be the one to save them during a famine. They didn't know that. But then again, you may not have known that if you stopped reading it at a certain point. Think about that. It's like when you get to a certain point, you don't just stop, because it's like some people don't realize when you get a downfall or you hit a down point in your life, you thinking that it's all over. No, it's not over. It's not over. You know, the page hasn't been turned yet. Matter of fact, you gotta go through a couple chapters before you get to that point in your life where things make sense. You know, it's funny how a lot of us walk in life thinking that when we hit a downward slope, whatever you want to call it, when we hit a downfall, we thinking it is all over. Woe is me. Nobody loves me. My life isn't perfect. My blah, 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 wah, wah, wah. I'm not saying cry me a river, but it's more or less like, okay, you shed your tears. There's nothing wrong with shedding some tears. There's nothing wrong with feeling a little upset. There's nothing wrong with feeling distressed or depressed for that moment. But don't live in the moment. Don't stay there. Don't take up residence. Don't pitch a tent up. Don't put a tent up and say, well, this is it. No, this isn't it. This is just a pit stop. I know I've said that before in the past. You know, this is just a pit stop into your destiny. It's, in other words, it's just to get you to sit back, relax, reflect, and realize that God is still God. You know, that's hard. That's hard. That's rough right there for someone who's going through something. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm going through things. But you know what? I can't just stop and hang out in my misery. Yeah, I'm feeling a little terrible. I'm feeling a little miserable. But guess what? This ain't over. You know what? God has blessed me. God is still blessing me. And as a matter of fact, flip it around. God is still blessing you. It's not over for you either. Matter of fact, wherever you are in your life, be it a place where you want to be or a place where you're going to be, God is still blessing you. He has still got people around you, surrounding you with people that is going to continue to uplift you. Matter of fact, maybe he's surrounding you with me and letting you hear my podcast, no matter where you are in this world or where you are at this moment. He's probably letting you hear me, let you know that it's going to be okay. It's going to be great. It's going to be phenomenal. You're going to be doing great things. Matter of fact, maybe you are doing great things. Maybe you haven't done everything that you wanted to do. Maybe you're not even where you want to be at this point in your life. It doesn't matter how old you are. Now, I'm getting to understand that part even more so. It doesn't matter where you are, how old you are. He's giving you the tools. Matter of fact, he's giving you everything that you ever need. And that is just a miracle and a blessing. You know, it's, you know, I can't stress it enough. And I know you can't stress it enough because God is still with you. Matter of fact, when you look at it, you know, when you look at verse five, it says that for this very reason, you must make every effort to support your faith. You have to support it. In order to do that, you have to realize it. After realizing you have the tools to make it, point two, you have to understand that your support system should be of equal strength. That's right, equal strength. You must support your faith with goodness, and goodness with knowledge. If you don't have the knowledge, I'm going to stop right there for a second. If you don't have the knowledge or the wisdom, you won't have the wisdom to get through whatever you're going through. In other words, you can't just listen, you can't just go through something and think that With a little wisdom, it's going to be all right. You can be wise, but you can also be a wise fool. In other words, if you don't have knowledge backing up that wisdom, then it ain't wisdom. It just makes you a wise fool. I don't know who came up with that phrase, but it sounds pretty cool at this moment. But it ain't cool. It ain't cool to be a fool. I never, you know, I'm kind of like Mr. T. I pity the fool, you know, and I pity the fool who think they cool when they're a wise fool. You know, you don't want to be the wise fool. You want to be a wise person. You really do. You want to back it up with knowledge. You want to back it up with experience. You want to back it up with something. You want to back, matter of fact, in this case, you want to back it up with the word. You want to back it up with God's word, his holy word, because he's going to be there for you and he's going to be there with you. But if you don't include him in this, then you're alone for real. You are alone. He's going to still be around. He's going to still be looking over you. But since you didn't include him, he's not going to do too much except look over you and protect you to a certain degree. But if you bring the Lord in, if you bring God in, he's going to equal that strength. He's going to bring that support system up. He's going to make sure that your support is strong. In other words, if you have somebody and you share a vision with them and all they're doing is just dogging you for that vision. That's unequal strength right there. Matter of fact, that's a terrible support system because, quite frankly, maybe your idea is going to make millions. But then again, maybe your idea is not going to make millions, but it's going to make something. It's going to make somebody happy. It's going to lift some spirits. It's going to probably prick a spirit to somebody. Matter of fact, it's like trying to start something that nobody else has ever done. But not only will you be doing it in a certain way, man, that's right. Maybe you're going to be doing something that nobody else has ever thought of, and maybe that'll give them an idea. You know, you come from a humble beginnings, or maybe you came from not so humble beginnings. But guess what? Your ending is going to be even better, even greater than your beginning. So therefore, if you have the right support system, someone or someone's who's going to really be there for you, man, that's right. You're going to move on up. You know, and point three, after you realize that you have the tools to make it, and you also realize that your support system should be of equal strength, because if you don't have it equal, if your support ain't equal, then that ain't support. I don't know what it is, but it ain't support. But After all those two things, you have to realize if it's not godly, it's not divine. Like we said earlier, divine is defined as something of God. Guess what? We continue in the scripture where it says, from verse 6 to the end of our text for today, it says it's like this, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with endurance, and endurance with godliness, and godliness with mutual affection, and mutual affection with love. If you don't have love for what you're doing, and not only that, if you don't have love for what you're doing, and if you don't take that knowledge in with some self-control for what you got. Otherwise, you can have all the knowledge in the world. I've known a lot of know-it-alls. I've known a lot of know-it-alls. But you know what? They don't know it all. You want to know why they don't know it all? Because they ain't got God in them. Because quite frankly, they're not humble. They want to go around and tout the fact that I know this and I know that and blah, blah, blah. I know people that can quote the scripture off the top of their head, right off the back of their hand, and that's all great and dandy. But here's the thing. If you're quoting it, are you living it? It's one thing to quote it, but it's another thing if you ain't living it. And there's nothing wrong if you can't quote the Bible. Matter of fact, I can't quote everything in the Bible. I can only quote a few scriptures, and I've forgotten a few over the years. But guess what? Am I living it? I'm trying to live it. I'm not trying to just quote it. If that's the case, I might as well get back on stage and be an actor again and act and quote some lines. You know, but other than that, this is not just lines to me. It's not just me saying, judge not that ye be not judged, and Jesus wept, and all that great stuff that a lot of us said during our Easter programs when we were all little kids growing up in church. No, it's a little bit more than that. I want to live it. I want to be able to say that Jesus is the way, the light, the truth. You know, I want to be able to say that you know, that these things that happened for a reason. I want to be able to move a little bit beyond just quoting. I want to live. I want to believe. I want to be able to move mountains in a way that I've never moved before. Matter of fact, yes, I got to believe it to receive it. And after I've received it, I got to make sure I don't get deceived by other people who are going to take me down, going to try and distill my call because they didn't get my call. Guess what? My call is my call. Your call is your call if you answer the phone. Yes, get off the texting. Pick up the phone. Call us sometime. That's probably what the Lord is trying to get us to do. When all this pandemic stuff happened, a lot of people were upset. They thought that, man, I don't want to be at home. It's boring. I don't like being at home. Being home sucks. I can't go out to the clubs. I can't take these trips that I used to take. Matter of fact, there's nothing wrong with going out. There's nothing wrong with taking trips. But sometimes you need to be still and wait on the Lord. If you're not waiting on the Lord, guess what? Sometimes you're gonna get hurt and hit by a sword that you did not see coming. Why? Because you've been so focused on escaping your reality by deluding yourself with whatever vice that you decide to delude yourself with that you have forgotten how to, in your still moment, look to the sky, look to the heavens. You may not have had a real good conversation with the Lord before. Sometimes you just say, Lord, I repent. Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm here. Use me. Tell me what I need to do. Bring it to light, and you never know what might happen. Everybody think they're going to hear this monotone voice saying, I say you do this. Sometimes he sends somebody that you know personally by a phone call, or maybe in this case a text, to say something great to you, to lift up your spirits. There are people out here that I talk to on occasion. I send text messages. I sometimes just say, good morning. I'm wishing you a blessed day. And you know what? There's nothing else attached with that one except God's love that I have from within me to you. And sometimes that's probably all you need to hear. I don't know. You don't have to tell me. Somebody came out and told me something great the other day. And you know what? It just moved my spirit. I didn't see that in me. They asked me about what kingdom building was. And guess what? I told them what it was. I was like, it's about bringing heaven to earth. And they said, you know, you're doing a wonderful job doing that. They said that to me. I'm like, wow, thank you for the compliment. I don't normally see myself in that light. But you know what? That's because someone else sees me in that light. And they were humble enough to allow themselves to say it to me. And you know what? That humbled me. And you know what? It made me realize that what I am doing out here in the ministry and whatever is a great thing. It's of God. It's divine. That's what that last point is about. If it's not godly, it's not divine. Doing this is not easy for me. It's probably not easy for any. If it's easy, I'm going to say this. If whatever it is you're doing is too easy, that means that it's not of God. It's not divine. I've always said a few things. Whenever I tell people, I'm getting nervous when I preach. I get nervous when I act. I get nervous when I get on stage. They say, why are you nervous? Why are you nervous? I say, if I don't get nervous, that means it's not of God. I mean, I say that right away. I probably would probably spin it around to today after this message and say, it's not divine. It's not divine because, quite frankly, if I'm up here, I'm doing it, it turns into an ego thing. It turns into an edging God out thing. I don't want to edge God out of what I'm doing because guess what? God blessed me with these gifts, with these talents. And he blessed you with your gifts and your talents. And if you let ego get in the way, you're going to lose out on the true blessing that that gift was supposed to be giving to everyone. Not just you, giving everyone else around you. Don't continue to pollute them with the madness. Don't continue to dilute them with the crap. It's time to lift up and show that divine power that's within you. Jesus blessed you with a divine power when he went up on the cross. And he died for our sins. But then he rose again on the third day. He didn't just rise again just because he wanted to. He did it because God wanted him to. He did everything that God had required of him. He walked in his journey. He walked in his purpose. He may not have loved it at first. He may not have liked it, but he did it because that is what he was called to do. What were you called to do? It's time for you to get up on your feet and do what you were called to do. Matter of fact, for me, it's time for me to get on my feet and do what I'm called to do. And I'm going to do it with God's assistance. And matter of fact, with anybody who decides to support me in my journey. And I am grateful and blessed that for anyone who does. And I will support whoever out there that has something going on in their lives. I will support them morally and however God sees fit for me to do so for them. But the point and the purpose today is to realize that you have divine power. How will you access it? How will you operate in that divine power? That is the question for you. But and I know the answer for me. I know how I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it with God. I'm going to do it with the tools that he gave me before I was born. And I'm going to do it with a support system that is equal strength to my call. But guess what? I'm going to always remember that if it's not godly, it's not divine. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this word and thank you for the message and thank you for the messenger. We pray that this word just continues to lift up someone right now. We pray that right now that someone spreads this word to the next person and to the next person and to the next person, oh Heavenly Father. We pray that this ministry continues to grow, continues to flourish, oh Heavenly Father. We pray that whoever hears this word is blessed already, oh Heavenly Father. We pray for everyone and everything right now. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you're enjoying this wonderful podcast and you want to hear more, please make sure that you click the follow or subscribe button on this wonderful podcast so you can stay up to date with the latest and the greatest and be able to listen to past podcasts that you have not yet heard before but want to hear again. Also, don't forget to click the share button. The share button is also important, so therefore you can share this podcast with all your friends loved ones and acquaintances. Look forward to hearing from you. Peace.
Thank you for listening to this wonderful, wonderful message. Now, for those who live in the greater Chicagoland area, Northwest Indiana area, if you are interested in having I, Reverend Brian C. Pusey, come and speak at your with your congregation, I would love it. Please, please contact me at bpughsley@yahoo.com. That's bpughsley@yahoo.com with the heading Safe Haven Ministry Invitation. I will be glad and honored to come to your congregation and bless you with the word that the Lord has given me. Please reach out and let's build this community together. Safe Haven, we thank you for joining us on this week for this wonderful, mighty, powerful word. We pray that your week, I'm prayerful that your week is going to be a blessed week. No matter what day of the week it starts for you, I'm praying that whatever it is that you put into the atmosphere is manifested in the way that God has for you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you as we go on out in about our week in the way that you want it to. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that you dismiss us from this place of worship, this space of worship. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that you just dismiss us from this place, but never from your presence. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray for our families. We pray that you continue to enrich their lives or enrich our lives in the process and in the midst. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that we continue to be a blessing to others. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that we continue to do whatever it is that is right, that is within your guidance, oh Heavenly Father. We pray this prayer. We pray this prayer in your Son, Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God. See you next week. Amen.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.